What at school? What, how could you say that? The little boy was sent home today because he got... He what at school?
Got sick.
Well, because he got sick.
Okay.
Small, younger, you could say, well, he went in his clothes.
Okay, really bad, huh? Okay. All right, what about if somebody feels bad here, how would you say that? He feels sick?
In his stomach.
Okay. And do you have or do you remember a word that they used to use for a sort of noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? Maybe if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom, maybe they'd go outside the house at night and ring bells or...
Serenade.
Well, that's serenade them.
Okay. If you meet a friend on December the 25th, what would you say, probably?
I'd say, hey there, buddy, how you doing?
But on December the 25th.
Merry Christmas.
That's the next day is Christmas.
No, it's Christmas Day.
You would say then probably?
Happy
Christmas?
Happy
Christmas. Or what other ways might you say that?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, would you ever say Christmas gift or?
Well, I could say that, but I don't know if we'll ever have one.
Okay, if you don't, I don't want you to say. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm certainly glad I don't have to what this very far.
Tote this old suitcase.
Okay, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its legs and head and...
Turtle.
How's that?
Turtle.
Okay. And is there a difference when it lives in the water and lives on land?
It's a gopher. It lives in a hole on the ground.
Okay.
Up on the hill.
What do you call the insides of a hog that can be eaten?
Guts.
Okay. And what about the other parts of it? You know, like the heart or the liver?
Well, you got the heart and the liver and all like that. And the fat, you get that over the chitlin. And then you eat the meat of that hog.
Okay. Do you have a word that means all of the insides of the hog besides, say, guts? No? You like all that part of the inside of the hog? You all never said harslet or hosslet or anything like that?
Hasslet.
How?
Yeah.
Hasslet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you need to make them up in the hasslet and eat them.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg? You know, that little...
The yellow of an egg.
Okay, and what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you might use on the river or the lake?
Boat.
And what about if it had a pointed front, Mr.
A pointed front?
Do you have a word for it if it was pointed like that?
A sharp-nosed boat.
Uh-huh. What do you call the covering for a pillow on the bed, the part that, you know, you put the...
Pillowcase.
Okay. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, well, that's certainly a pretty...
Get out of there. Come on, get out of there.
It's all right.
I'm just... Where'd you hand that?
Oh, did it just fall off? Okay, fine.
Yes.
See, I probably know.
I'll catch one up.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Okay. If a woman's wearing beads around her neck and you want to tell her they look nice, you might say, that's a...